A Seminar in the Present, Lecture 17, Living Powerfully Now, I Know Only Myself. Living Powerfully Now, I Know Only Myself. And really, that's all we ever will know. That's all we'll ever understand. That's all we'll ever be aware of. We can be the person that we are, the ideal person that we are, the highly respected person that we are, the person that we are who believes in themselves. And no matter where we are, no matter what we're doing, we are always being who we know we are, because we know only ourselves. I know only myself. I can only talk to myself, I can only listen to myself, I can only hear myself, I can only know that I am that I am. And I am good. No matter what has ever happened in my world, no matter what circumstances may ever have taken place, I release it now. I release the good things, and I release the unhappy things. I release all of the things that have ever happened in my life, and I live now, and I only know myself by living powerfully now. Now, I live powerfully now by saying, I am divine. I am divine. Now, can we ever judge the divine and say it's good or not good? Can we ever judge the divine and say that it is doing the right thing or the wrong thing? No. Divine just is. And you and I just are. We are divine. We live in this high state of consciousness that says all is in divine order now, and everything we do is beautiful and good. Every person that we meet is beautiful and good, our reflection. Every activity we engage in is beautiful and good, because we are divine, and all is in divine order right now in every single area of our life, no matter what the area may be, no matter what the circumstances may be. I dealt with a person who told me that they had problems with their legs, and they wanted me to treat with them and see with them that their legs were whole and perfect, that their legs had no longer any pain, that their legs were just ideal. And as I spoke with the person, I told them, your legs will always be bothering you. Your legs will always be your source of irritation until you can realize that you are number one, and that you can have no judgment, no attitude about any other person on the face of the earth, more or less including yourself too, than to say that all is in divine order, to say that every person on the face of the earth is doing the right thing for them right now, in the right way, at the right time, for the right purpose. And there is no right purpose, right time, and right place, because all is. But so long as you feel that you would like to tell your husband, your wife, your family, your children, your grandchildren, your great-grandchildren, even your great-great-grandchildren, how they should live their life, even to think how they should live it, then you will have pain in your body. You will have that reminder that says, get your nose out of other people's business. More than you can ever know in the world, get your nose out of other people's business, because I know only myself. Now, if you know only yourself, and you say that yourself is good and very good, which is what I want you to say, and what you should say, because it's the truth about yourself, you know only yourself. Now, you know that it is good and very good. Therefore, how could anyone in your world ever do anything that needs advice from you, that needs direction from you, that needs understanding from you, that needs to be told by you how to do it better? It's totally impossible. It's totally impossible. Every person who has illnesses in their body, who has hurts in their body, has this hurt there because they are not living their own life to its highest and best and saying, all is in divine order now. If truly we say all is in divine order right now, we could never say there is a need for an improvement. If we truly say that all is in divine order now, we could never say that we need something in our life, that we need to have a given situation, a given object, because it is done now. As we just let go and say, all is in divine order now, I live my life according to my unconditionally loving self. I unconditionally love myself and I unconditionally love everyone in my world. I unconditionally love all because that's all that there is. That's all that there ever will be. I unconditionally love myself first because as I unconditionally love myself, I find no fault in myself. I find no fault in my creation. I find no fault in the beings in my world that are a reflection of who I am. All is perfect now. I don't even tell people to pick up their bed and walk because maybe they are done with their bed and don't need it anymore and say, the heck with that's past. And then they walk out and completely forget it. Leave behind all evidences, all relevances, all indications of a limited attitude you may have had or I may have had at any time in our life and just say, all is in divine right order right now. All is in divine order right now. All is in divine order right now. And know that for yourself. Know that as a reality. Know that as that's all that you are. And that's all that you ever will be. And that's all that makes any difference in your life. Say that for yourself. Say that, and as you know that, you will find that all the aches and pains, all the irritations that your body has ever known are now no longer in your world, no longer in your experience, no longer in your body. Because your body is the temple of the living spirit, and your body is perfect in every way, shape, and form. Your body is the ideal body. How could your body ever have pain? How could your body ever have unhappiness about it? Only when you take your body where it doesn't belong. You feed your body the thoughts, the ideas, the foods, the things that they don't deserve to have. Do people want to say nice things to you and say, oh, this is so good, here's a heaping portion? And I say to everyone, please, just serve me a third of a portion of whatever the plate is. Just one third, that's sufficient. Because I will live a longer, happier, healthier, more fulfilled life when I do not overwork my body, overburden my body with more than my body chooses to want. I set the pattern for myself, and then I live it. I know this. I've seen this scientifically demonstrated by scientists working with mice, feeding them a near-starvation diet, and they live four times as long in healthier bodies with procreative abilities about them all throughout their lifetime. We all have the ability to do that, but we do not treat ourselves right. We are in the habit of indulging ourselves. We're in the habit of doing things to our body, doing things to ourselves that says that this is difficult. Now, why do we create ourselves in a society of people who want to feed us abundantly? Why do we here in America have our restaurants that always give these super portions, even at a modest meal? Always give people more than they need, and especially more of the things that are not going to be beneficial to them. Why do we create this happening to us? Why do we create this coming into our world? It's a foolish thing, but it's our choice. And we create it happening because we think that it's what we should do, but we shouldn't. We are now released of all experiences of the past. We're living 100%, as our seminar tells us, a seminar in the present. We are living 100% in the present, living powerfully now, living dynamically now, living magically now. And I know only myself. And when I know only myself, there is nothing more that needs to be known, there's nothing more that needs to be done, there's nothing more that needs to be had, there's nothing more that needs to be lived. Can I know only myself? Can I live in my life as a beautiful, wonderful being? Can I live in a world that is filled with happiness and harmony? Can I live in a world that has beautiful beings in it every step of the way? If it's all by my choice. I am the creator of my world, and I create in my world all that is good and beautiful. I am the creator of my world, and I create in my world all that is lovely, all that is marvelous, all that is uplifting. I am the creator of my world, and I am a happy creator, because I create that which is a blessing and a benefit to me. I do not create a superabundance. I create whatever it is that I choose to experience at the moment. I have whatever it is that I choose to have at the moment. Everything that I choose to have is mine now, and I create it right now. And lovingly, beautifully, bountifully, it's in my world. If I stick my nose in other people's business, oh, it'll get chopped off. It'll get chopped off. And why will it get chopped off? Because it doesn't belong there. The only place that my nose belongs is on my face. And as an accoutrement to my physical body, it's part of me. It's part of the beauty of this body that I created. This body, eye, ears, nose, and throat, and everything else about it. Every organ, action, function of this body is ideal. It is perfect. It is wonderful now. And it operates perfectly right now. It does not know how to do anything else but operate perfectly. I have to tell it not to operate perfectly by doing things that are not harmonious with my body. By telling other people how to live their lives. By seeing how other people live their lives and saying they're good or they're bad. By judging them. And I don't do that. I am non-judgmental. I am lovingly, unconditionally loving. Unconditionally loving all the time. Every time I turn around, I see love. I see peace. I see beauty. I see harmony. I see joy and I see goodness. And it is a wonderful joy and a wonderful goodness and a wonderful harmony because it's who I am. And that's all that matters in this world. It's just, who am I? Who am I and why am I who I am? Do I like myself? Do I think that I am a fantastic being? Do I think that I'm a joyful, gorgeous, wonderful being? Do I think that everything in my life is just so marvelous, so fantastic, so glorious that nothing could be compared to it in any way? It is all marvelous, gorgeous, wonderful, beautiful, fantastic right now. How great that is when I can do that. How great it is when I'm living powerfully now and I know only myself. And as I know only myself, then what happens to me? As I know only myself, what happens to me is that my life is the living example of peace and harmony and goodness. And it is a wonderful life indeed. A wonderful life of peace and harmony and goodness. Because that's who I am. And that's all that I am. And that's what makes my world go round. Have a lovely day and know that I love you very much. And that I see you fulfilling in your life every marvelous, wonderful, gorgeous thing that makes your world happy now and forevermore. I love you. I love you. I love you.